is 1A. I'm Jen White in Washington. This week, Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting Mexico and Guatemala. It's her first foreign trip while in the VP role. Her schedule included a press conference with Guatemalan President Alejandro Giammattei, where she had this to say.
The goal of our work is to help Guatemalans find hope at home. At the same time, I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur.
What does this visit mean for U.S. policy in the region? Joining us to discuss is Priscilla Alvarez. She covers immigration for CNN. Priscilla, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So both Harris and President Joe Biden have gotten blowback for not visiting the U.S.-Mexico border. Why send Harris on this particular trip?
Now, the vice president has said in response to this question that she wants to tackle the root causes of migration because that is the task that was assigned to her by President Joe Biden, who took a similar role during his tenure as vice president under Obama. So she did tell our CNN Jeremy Diamond during her press conference yesterday that she plans to go to the border at some point. But in this case, the administration has really put a focus on the Central America region and addressing the root causes of migration. And so this trip, which was an important first foreign trip for the vice president, was intended for that. And that's what she reiterated throughout the trip when asked about why not visit the border, which, as you've seen, had a surge of migrants.
Well, Biden is going big on the idea that giving funding millions to governments of countries like Guatemala will help them stabilize and keep migrants from coming. Is there evidence this method will be effective?
It takes time. And I think that's what we really learned from this trip. There is still a long road ahead. The vice president started to outline areas in which she and the other governments of Mexico and Guatemala are working together. That's anti-corruption, creating opportunity, economic opportunity at home, finding ways to provide legal pathways to migration from the region. But all of those steps don't happen overnight. They take time. And so while she is sending the message, don't come, there are many migrants in this region that are desperate. Remember, we had the pandemic. We still are in the pandemic. The two major hurricanes hit the region this year. So systemic issues that have created desperation in this region have only been exacerbated. And so while the Biden administration is telling migrants, wait, we are setting up systems so that you can eventually come to the U.S. legally, the truth is that there is a lot of desperation. So yes, they want to instill hope, but what we learned from this trip is that they still have to develop that strategy and really start to see deliverables on all of these items that they're laying out.
And how does the corruption piece of this fit in to the migration spike we saw at the beginning of the year?
Well, in Guatemala in particular, this was a big issue, and they decided they committed to an anti-corruption task force. This is something that has sort of plagued the region for years, and it's not just Guatemala. It's also El Salvador and Honduras, and that really underscores one of the biggest challenges facing the Biden administration is while they can come into the region and provide assistance through international organizations, civil society groups, they still need to have some sort of government buy-in, and they need to tackle those issues within those governments to have stability in the region. But the reality is that the Northern Triangle countries, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, each one of them is dealing with some sort of corruption. It looks different in every country. It's a matter of limited checks and balances, issues with the high court and infringing on that. But these are the issues that they're going to have to work through as they also try to provide aid and assistance. But they need that buy-in. And in Guatemala, that was absolutely a dominant theme.
Well, and we heard a lot about how these spikes in migration are cyclical. Have we seen the factors driving migration shifting over time?
Well, we've seen the flows of migration shifting over time. So if you think several years ago, what we really saw was single adults from Mexico looking for economic opportunity in the United States. What we've seen in recent years is it started to shift, where we started to see the numbers of single adults from Mexico going down and more families and unaccompanied children coming from Central America who were seeking asylum in the United States. They were fleeing danger, persecution, food insecurity, a hunger crisis. And so that shift has happened over time. And what that tells us is that some of the issues in these regions have gotten worse, and that has driven migration. And in talking to experts, another issue they cite is climate change. Climate change in the region has also put their food security at risk. So farmers who could once rely on the land can't do that anymore. And so all of these issues are, it's a confluence of factors that can really drive migration up north. So we saw even this spring a record number of unaccompanied minors at the U.S.-Mexico border. In April, the majority of those minors were from Guatemala.
We're talking with CNN's Priscilla Alvarez about Vice President Harris's trip to Mexico and Guatemala. Priscilla, what is the U.S.'s relationship with these countries right now? How would you describe it?
Well, we could only really see in this trip Guatemala and Mexico. There is an increasing reliance on Guatemala because it is a government that they can see themselves working with. It is far more complicated right now with El Salvador and Honduras. And so, and with Mexico, there's always been that U.S.-Mexico partnership. Now, we have seen Mexico, partnered also with the Trump administration, which took a more aggressive approach on the region. But they are our neighbors, or as Harris cited yesterday, she called them the, quote, first cousins. And so that's really, we've got a preview a little bit of the Mexico and Guatemala relationship. Again, at least in the Northern Triangle, that is where we're keeping an eye on. That's where they're launching their efforts and really relying on that government for buy-in. But in Honduras and El Salvador, Vice President Harris has not talked to the presidents of those countries. Officials tell me they're laying the groundwork and that there are discussions on various levels, but there hasn't been that similar engagement that we saw this week with Guatemala and Mexico. And to tackle root causes of migration and, you know, the migrants who are coming from this region, you really have to talk to all the governments, and that's a big challenge.
Well, as part of this visit, Harris also announced a human trafficking task force. What can you tell us about that?
This is something that the administration has really been doubling down on, actually, in the last few months. In fact, prior to the announcement of this task force, the Department of Homeland Security had also announced what they dubbed Operation Sentinel, a collaboration with the State Department and the Justice Department to identify transnational criminal organizations and impose a series of consequences, like, for example, revoking travel documents or freezing bank accounts to start to dismantle these organizations. So this is something, there's been a wind up here to really dismantle these transnational criminal organizations and human smuggling. Human smugglers play a role in encouraging migrants, selling the journey to them. In fact, the United States has put out ads, radio ads in, for example, Guatemala, discouraging migration, putting on their embassy Twitter accounts videos of people who entrusted a smuggler to come north and were put in really dangerous situations. So there's been a wind up here. And again, as you mentioned, Harris said that there will be a task force. So this is another important element to starting to stem the flow of migration. And that's something that the governments are working together with, along with the operation that's already been launched here in the U.S. with the State and Justice Department.
Now, you mentioned Harris has yet to meet with leaders of other countries in the region. You mentioned El Salvador, for instance. Are there any plans in the near future to engage with other nations?
So officials have told me that they are laying the groundwork for possible engagement, that there are discussions on various levels, but we have not been given a timeline as to when she might engage with the presidents of El Salvador and Honduras, which make up the Northern Triangle, along with Guatemala.
How much urgency is there in the Biden administration to address this issue, especially considering the humanitarian crisis we've been seeing at the U.S.-Mexico border?
Well, the trip, having the vice president go on her first foreign trip to the region certainly indicated that this is a big focus for them. And a priority. As you mentioned, we saw in the spring the record number of unaccompanied minors. We continue to see big numbers of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, though I should mention that the United States is still relying on a Trump-era pandemic emergency rule. It is a public health authority that allows border authorities to turn back migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. So while we are seeing large numbers of migrants at the border, many of them are being turned away and not allowed into the U.S. But this is certainly a pressing challenge. It has been for many administrations prior to the Biden administration. And the fact that they are spending, or that the vice president went on this first foreign trip, indicates that that is going to be a focus area for them. But we likely won't see these changes happen quickly. So I anticipate that the numbers of migrants coming to the border will continue.
That's Priscilla Alvarez. She covers immigration for CNN. Priscilla, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Coming up next, we switch gears and talk to two of the Black ladies behind HBO's A Black Lady sketch show. Valerie tweeted, "It's a groundbreaking show created by and starring Black women. At the end of the day, it's just funny. All of the women are amazing in their own right. However, this has been a coming party for Gabrielle Dennis. She is immensely talented." Well, we'll be talking with Gabrielle next on 1A. I'm Jen White. This is 1A from WAMU and NPR.